Yishraim l'misa. L'misa? You might make it through. You might live the year. But what have you got to show for yourself? How many guys in this room can turn around and say, I had a good year. I made money. I did something with it. Garnished. Nothing to show. I went home for a summer. Did I make money? Didn't even have the hanov of making the money. I've got something to show for it. I've got a few gesunta averes to show for it. That's about it. Rishoyim l'misa. Beinoinim, you're in the middle, not sure which way to go. Waiting at Yom Kippur. Esha during, as Hashem made tshuva, you get a hisoyrus, and you might make the right choice. Tzadikim is not the tzadikim from last year. The tzadikim of the next year. They want and they decide that they're going to make the choice. They're the 9-year-old kid who's going to make the choice. I'm not going to go to America. L'chaim. They get chaim. They get quality of life. They get siyata dishmaya that the Rebbeinu Shalom will give them. You made the right choice. I'll help you. You'll make it through. You might have to give an extra half an hour. You might have to give an extra an hour. But you want to do it? I'll help you. I'll make it. I want to finish off with one ma'isa. Muridika Maisa, some of you perhaps have heard it. There was a Bach in this yeshiva who took the choice of making a right turn. And he had a head like this, stone. He walked into this yeshiva, he couldn't read. Eshi could read Gemara, one-liners. And he took to Hasmoda. And he hovered away 12, 15 hours a day. He was packing it away. And by the second year, he started halfway through. And I still remember him lying on the floor. In the old days, there used to be a dira in the Midrachov over here as you go up Eliach. I remember walking in, Chanukah by night, and he was flat out on the floor, stone drunk. And he says, Rebbe. He says, Rebbe. And he tells him where to go in the four-letter words. And I said, oh, this is gewaldic. And this guy today is a Talmud Chochum Muflid today. And during the second year, his parents got into a Shalom Bayis problem. And his mother wanted him to come home. Sort of, he was like, he had a special kesher with his mother. And his mother wanted him to come home early. And I called him into the house. And I said to him, I want to tell you a story. There was a kid called Yosla. He lived in the town of Slutsk. And he was 11, 12 years old. And he was used to hang out with the goyim, the riffraff of the town. What you'd call the street corners. Today, we don't have to hang out with goyim to be known as a shegetz. There's enough riffraff to hang out as a chabura alone. Anyway, in every town in Europe, they had their Avenue J and Avenue M, East 15th. They had their corners. And he was known as Yosel HaShegetz. And he used to hang out with the goyim, with the big dogs. And he was once walking by somebody's house by night, and he overheard the father screaming at his son, I don't want you to be like Yosel HaShegetz. And sometimes what we call it a reality check, he woke up and he suddenly chapped where he's holding, and he came home and he told his father, I am going to Volozh. Going to Volozh, it's like telling a kid in America who's doing smoking up and whatever, Chweis, come to Leivari. I mean, go to Ponovich. Right? Chweis. It's way out. And he said, I'm going to Volozh. So the father says, there's nothing to talk about. In Volozh, you have to know Seder Noshim Zikim. Not just Brich Shmei. You have to know Noshim Seder Noshim Zikim to get in. You're not going to make it. You just about know how to read. I'm going to Volozh. If you don't come with me, I'll walk. His father saw that this kid's got some rots in him. He went with him to Volozh. He walks into Volozh as a 12-year-old kid. He walks into the Chaim Volozh, from the Godel Ador, Talmud from the Goyim. He says, I came to Yeshiva, Rabbi. And I'm sure he did. I'm sure he walked in, not exactly looking Yeshivish. And walks in, and Reb Chaim says, sorry baby, you got the wrong address. You know, you got to go back to Yeshiva Ketana and start knowing how to read. And he pushed and he wouldn't give up, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner we say that Chaim saw in his eyes a certain ish, a certain fire. He said, you know what, I'm taking you. And he got three chavrusas for him, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at night, all the bochum to learn with him. They didn't know this at first, but he was a brilliant boy, and they started learning with him, and within 6 months, a year, 2 years, he was from the better boys in Volozhin. And one day there's a letter comes along from his mother. Tata is crank, father is crank, come home and take over the business. There's two gilsas to the story. Either Reb Chaim showed him the letter, or Reb Chaim didn't show him the letter. Just in those days, how often did somebody get a letter? Normally a bocha got a letter once in a year, once in 2 years, and Hala opened it up because they were scared it might be a bad pesura, a good pesura, who knows where it could be. So the Anhala always opened up the letters. Reb Chaim opened up the letter. The story is he called in Yossel. He says, Yossel, don't go. 2 months later, another letter comes. There was a fire. There was a fire on the street. And in those days, once you start a fire, the whole street goes down. Everything's burnt down. Tati's nicht gesund. Come home, there's still kids at home that have to have panosa. And Reb Chaim said, Afal pi kein, you stay. And a month later, another letter turns up, Tati gestorben. He died, you've got to come home, there's no man at the house. And Reb Chaim Volozhin said, Afal pi kein. And he kept these three letters. One gira says that he showed them. One guess he didn't show them the chlal. He showed it to him after the father was nifta, after the shleishim, they didn't have to sit shiva only for an hour. A few years later, Slutsk lost their rabbi. And they came to Reb Chaim Volozhin. Volozhin was the yeshiva. That's why if you're looking for a rab, you go to Volozhin. That was the Lakewood of Europe then. And they walked into Reb Chaim, the Gaboyim from Slutsk, and they said, we're looking for a Rav who will take over. Reb Chaim said, I have an idea. And he called Yossel, and as Reb Yossel walked in, he stood up for him, and he said to them, do you remember years ago, there was a kid that went off? He was known as Yossel Shagetz. He said, yeah, Psegedenk, Psazazach. And then one day he disappeared. Nobody knows what happened. In those days there wasn't radio, there wasn't SMSs, there was nothing. So a guy left town, nobody knew what happened to him. He never came back. Okay, so they didn't know. He said, Dozitzta, this is your Yossel Shagetz, take him as a Rav. And he became Rabbi Yossel Slutsker, and he came from the Poiske Hador. And Reb Chaim Volozhin said a Muridikavot. He said, the Satan is willing that the father should get sick. The Satan is ready to burn down the whole street. The Satan is ready to kill the father. That Yossel Slutsker shouldn't vaccinate the God Lador. He'll do anything in his way that Yossel shouldn't strike. And you're going to turn on and tell me, but he has an achrayus. His mother an almana. His mother, what's it called? And you'll come along and tell me the American system has to be nice and you have to be fine and you've got to be mefanas and v'chola, v'chola, v'chola. And Reb Chaim Volozhin turned on and said, Maisa Sultan, he'll do anything in his way just to disturb Yossel from becoming the Godel Hador. He'll make his father die young. He'll make the shops burn down. He'll make his father come sick just to get him. And if he couldn't get him, he'll make the worst. He'll die. As long as Yossel doesn't vax up, disturb him from learning. And Reb Chaim says, name, Yossel, you're going to stay. And Yossel vax stays to be the God of Lador. The Sultan is willing to do anything to make sure that we don't vax up. And I turned on to the Bach and I said, Yosselah, you stay here. You're going to vaccinate a godel. You're not going to give in to all that garbage. You stay here, and because your learning will be shalom bayis. The taka had shalom bayis. And I turned around to the kid and I started crying. I said, Yossel, don't give up. This is who you're going to be. This is my sultan to disturb you that you shouldn't vaccinate. How many are Yossels in this room? How many yoslas are going to turn around and say, I made the wrong decision when I go upstairs and they show me what a retzeach I am? Because my father wanted me, my mother wanted me, my girlfriend wanted me, my this, I got a text message, I must run out, my phone rang in the middle of Seder, in the middle of davening. How much have we deserved? How much does Sotan realize? He doesn't even have to do a mice of Sotan of killing a parent to get the kid out of learning. He just has to give him a cell phone in the middle of Seder, and he's killed him. Pick up a package, go here, go there. I don't even have to make a wrong decision. Just go with the flow. And the Sotan has you. You don't even chap it. And then we wake up 2 years, 3 years later, and we look back and we see, and we got nowhere. Because every half an hour there was another disturbance. The phone rang. I got a text message. I got this. I got a package. She called me up. She sent me a message. She this, she that. How many of us are going to turn around and kick ourselves in 20, 30 years' time of the shtuyot that we think is so important today that we gave up? Our achrayis to Mekadosh Yom Shamayim. Our achrayis to the next generation. How much Torah we could. And when we come upstairs, we're going to say, Poi nitman haratzeach Hagoyin HaTzadik. How many yoselas are sitting around this Beis HaMedrash? This is our tshuva to Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, we have pekelach we can't even think about. We have to fast 5 lifetimes for the amount of times for all the averes that we did. We're never going to make it. And we walk in with a yush to Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam says you have a choice. There's gimel svarim niftochim for next year. Take a look, make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Were we happier than the last year? Do we feel that we enjoy the quality of life? Yeah, we had a fun time with this person, we had a fun time with this. And we played all night, and we did this, and we went to this party, and this open house, and this garbage, and this movie. Do we have something to show it? You ever thought that the movie, watching a movie, is the biggest maisa sotan, the biggest depression? That the sotan didn't even have to do anything, the maisa? Just sit there and waste your time and do nothing? This way I've got you. You don't have to do a pa'ula. I don't even have to do make a maisa out of nothing. Just coast along. Do you have what to show? Have you lived? Kavakoras Roya Edra. What are we going to be stamped with? It all depends what we decide in the next 10 days and how our decision is going to be. Are we going to make a decision to left, to right? And we think it's nothing. We don't even realize the achrayas that we carry. The achrayas that we carry, each and one of us. That we're going to come upstairs and the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to show us how smart we were, how clever we were. You managed to win every poker game. You managed to mess up Yenem, pull out his money, Asmachta Lekanyam, be a Wolf Ganov. You managed to waste hundreds of hours that I gave you as a matona, says the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's a matona, you're not your own balabos. And you used it, and you couldn't use it for Torah. And the Rebbeinu Shlom said, you tried it once and it went. You came one morning Seder and you enjoyed it. You kept it one Shabbos, you could do Shosso, and you felt different. Says the Rebbeinu Shlom, then your whole balloon, Ha'oid Ovi Chai, the balloon that you were living in the last 40, 50 years, that I'm a Choshva Balabos, and I went to business in order to support Torah. And my name is plastered all over the buildings. I'm going to get the front seat. Right, Seach, says the Rebbeinu Shleimah. I don't need any of those mitzvahs. The Chofetz Chaim went as far as to say that a yeshiva bocha, Torah mitzvahs is blotter compared to Torah. That's how choshev Torah is. That's how choshev Torah is for Yeshiva Bachar. Ben Shem says, I give you a few years where you can turn around and you've got no daigas and the sultan can't handle it. So in those days, the sultan used to send a letter, your father's dying. Today he doesn't have to do that. He sends you an SMS. He sends you a computer. He sends you an internet. He sends you a telephone. Meister Sultan, how many storm get messed up because of the stupid phone I had to run out for 10 minutes? How many Shemana Esras get disturbed? Shemana Esra, when it's on vibrate and I take a look. Oh, I finish Oyster Shon quick because I got to run out. I got to see who actually called me. This is what you call life. Do you understand that Rebbe Shlom put on you last year a red stempel and said, go ahead, suffer. This is the way you want it? No problem. No problem. You'll have your ups, you'll have your depressions, you'll have everything. You'll have your withdrawals from all the stuff that you're smoking, from the stuff that you're drinking. You'll feel like a piece of garbage. That's all part of Nisa. Your conscience, you can't live with your own self. Your conscience of that various that you fell into. You feel like garbage. But it wasn't my fault. I was half drunk when it happened. Nisa. And the Rebbe Shlom will show us as we go through life. What do you think midlife depression is? The Rebbe Shlom is showing us slowly how this balloon that you built around yourself just pops. Ha'oid of Yichai, Ani Yosef. The shtickel terror that you told me, where were you 22 years ago? And we're going to come upstairs and we're going to give Din V'cheshbon. Can we take the achrayus of that decision? Do you understand that a 19, 18, 17 year old kid makes decisions? It's the Deire Deire's generations. Hilchus Tshuva. We can't do Tshuva on what we've done. We can, slowly. Walk into Rosh Hashanah, Israel, it says the Rambam, don't be a tippish to think that you were born a Rosh or born a Tzaddik. It's up to you. It's your decision. You can make that decision. You can walk into a Rosh Hashanah saying, Rebbe Yisrael, forget about the past. I want to sign my name in the Sefer Shel Tzaddikim. I want to live. I want quality of life. Why do I need quality of life? Because that's going to help me to learn. That will give me a geshmak in learning. That will give me siyata dishmaya to learn. I'll steigois, I'll feel I'm doing my tachlis. I won't walk around the rest of my life what I could have been, what I could have done, and I should have done. How many of us took a left turn because of my father's decision when he was a bacher, or what my father could have been? How many of us could make that cheshvan nefesh quietly to themselves? Of imagine if and what and who, if you'd have married differently. How many of us can turn around and make the cheshbon ha-nefesh? Whoa. Wow. What could have been, what should have been, because of some stupid decision of a 19-year-old kid, little baby that makes a decision emotionally or because it's peer pressure. Our decision in 10 days' time. We've got 10 days' time. Slichas, starting Motzei Shabbos. Agavocha, all Bachram have to be back here by 10 o'clock. No Chochmas. 10 o'clock, you're back. There's a Seder. 11:30, there's a Shmuz. 12:30 is Slichas. Don't start turning up at 12:30. Slichas is just another reminder. There's 5 more days, 7 more days to Yom HaDin. You're asking for Slichas. We want Slichas. We come back to Slichas from the Chaimus HaGadayshim and we day Slichas. we are embarrassed to stand there and asking for Slichas. The way we behave, it's not even Matin that we should say Slichas. Slach lon abinigam. Slach lon for what? Everything that I did so far, I wanted to do and I'm enjoying it. So what are you asking for Slach lon for? One thing we can do. We can change our mindset. We can turn around to the Rebbe Yisrael and say, everybody has the koyach to be tzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody has the koyach inside him. Some might take longer, some might take shorter. Some have better heads, so it goes a bit quicker. Some don't have big heads, no problem. So it'll take another half an hour, it'll take an hour. But when he breaks through, Rebbe Yisrael gives him the siyata dishmaya me'al u me'eva. There's no such thing as a Baal Kishron becomes a Gadol. There was three Baal Kishronis in Slabodka, Bianca Kamenetsky said. Three Eluim. He said two of them came a Gadol, and one of them stayed an Ilu. The two that came Gadol was Rabban and Paschal. You can become an Ilu, stay a very, very intelligent, highly intelligent man, intellectually stimulated by Talmudical studies. But a Masmid, the guy who works hard, becomes a Gadol. Torah makes him differently. Each one of us has that koyach. Each one of us has that decision in him. Each one of us, Ribbono Shel Elyon Novi will show us that we have the mind for that. We can make it in learning. Ki korov eilecho mo'oid, says the pasuk. Mo'oid, a lot. Beficho o bilvovcho la'aseisto. Ksiva v'chsima teiv.